Via Remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has recorded more than 20,000 deaths from the coronavirus, overtaking Italy for the highest death toll in the world. About half of the deaths in the United States happened in the New York metropolitan area, but fear is mounting over the spread of the virus into the nation's heartland. Hot spots of contagion are erupting in Midwest, including the nursing home deaths in Indiana and Iowa, and deaths at the Cook County Jail in Chicago, Illinois. Cook County has also set up a temporary morgue that can take more than 2,000 bodies. Globally, confirmed infections rose to about 1.8 million, with nearly 109,000 deaths. The World Health Organization is expressing alarm at the large number of health workers becoming infected by the deadly virus. The UN Health Agency is appealing for international support to provide health workers with the supplies and other tools needed to keep them safe. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says among the major players in this grisly drama are the frontline responders, the healthcare workers who tend to the sick and dying. While they are putting their lives on the line to save others, Tedros says health workers are not getting the support they need to keep them safe. He says some health workers become infected outside health facilities in their homes or communities, but the majority are being infected within health facilities where they are exposed to the deadly virus throughout the day. Many become sick, he says, because they are not sufficiently trained or lack experience in recognizing COVID-19 and dealing with respiratory pathogens. He also says that long hours tending to sick patients and lack of rest also can weaken the resistance to the virus. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New York State is continuing to flatten the curve as hospitalizations from the coronavirus go down, even as the death toll continues to rise. Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to make sure that the talk of reopening the state includes consideration of public health. He says the strict measures being taken are showing results. The curve of the increase is continuing to flat. He also says that you cannot ask people to choose between lives lost and dollars gained if no one sounded the alarm in January and February. Cuomo adds the decision to reopen should not be political. Japan's prime minister sent stay-at-home message with a home video on Twitter. There was a video clip of Shinzo Abe sitting there. An expressionless Shinzo Abe cuddles his dog, reads a book, sips from a cup, and clicks on a remote in the one-minute video posted Sunday. As the death toll in British hospitals reached almost 9,000 Friday, Health Minister Matt Hancock said on Saturday that Britain has not yet reached the COVID-19 peak, which would allow for an easing of tight restrictions of movement. Among those infected is Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's recovering in the hospital after spending 3 days in an intensive care unit. His office said that he is improving and back on his feet, but that his recovery was still at an early stage. It is unclear for how long he will be incapacitated. Britain imposed a lockdown 3 weeks ago in a bid to curb the spread of the virus. The government has come under increasing pressure to detail how long the strict measures on movement will last, with people forced to stay at home and many businesses unable to operate. Hancock insists that Britons avoid going out in the spring sunshine over Easter. With high stress, high stakes decisions, doctors around the world are frantically trying to figure out how COVID-19 is killing their patients so they can attempt new ways to fight back. One growing theory is that the sickness of the sick, little blood clots might be clogging the lungs. At New York's Mount Sinai Hospital, a lung specialist took a gamble. He's given a few patients near death both a clot-busting drug and a blood thinner to block new clots from forming. There's no proof it works, but it's the latest example of a strategy doctors want to study. North Korea's official news agency KCNA on Sunday released new photographs of leader Kim Jong-un holding a political bureau meeting and overseeing military drills. And North Korea called for stricter and more thorough countermeasures to ensure the safety of its citizens from the fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak. At the meeting of the ruling party's Central Committee Saturday, which was presided over by Kim, a World Health Organization representative to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea told Reuters Tuesday that the country continues testing the coronavirus and has more than 500 people in quarantine but still had no confirmed cases. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello.
This is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got a great playlist of songs for you today, all kinds of styles. Modern Cape Verdean Morna, Maharaganet, Zimbabwean Marimba Pop, Khmer Afro Pop, Ugandan Dancehall, Nigerian Afro House, French Afro Beats, and Alternative. Song of the Week, that comes in at half past the hour, is Susanna by Kenya's super band, Sauti Sol. Kwame joins me for that too, virtually, but he joins me. And then, going way back in time, I have a mini vintage tune medley of traditional music from three countries, Sierra Leone, Botswana, and Ethiopia. These recordings were featured on a Music Time in Africa broadcast on the 23rd of August, 1981. Finally, I've got another story about how the coronavirus is affecting African music. Out of Copenhagen, Denmark, VOA reporter Jason Patinkin brings us a fascinating interview with Kenyan Ohangla artist Maka Dem. He is stranded there and explains what it's like to be what he calls a coronavirus refugee. And then we round out the show with Flowers of the World by marimba maestro Blessing Bled Chimanga of Zimbabwe. So sit back, people, relax, and enjoy the music. We are starting out today in Benin with a very positive vibe. Here is Peace and Love by Auguste Aidaso, better known as Asiki.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the gorgeous music of Asiki from Benin. That song comes off the artist's 2012 EP called Brass Evolution. Hello, I am Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now we move to today's newest sound out of Nigeria with Nini Ola. Commonly referred to in recent years as the Queen of Afro House, Nini Ola's recent 2019 single, Omo Rapala, is dominating the airwaves in Nigeria and in South Africa, where Afro House actually originated. The single was produced by SARS. That was Nini Ola with Omo Rapala.
Hey, I am Mori Ture from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Hello, guys. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. I hope you're all holding up okay under these strange coronavirus times. I'm broadcasting to you today from my home studio, once again in Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. Going a little stir crazy, but otherwise okay. Listen, near the back half of the hour, my feature interview is with Kenyan artist Makadem, who is stranded in Denmark because of COVID-19. So stay tuned for that, and of course, for all of the awesome music in between then and right now. This next song, in fact, is from Egypt. It was released about 3 months ago, and it already has 49 million views on YouTube. My colleague, Usama Farak, who is our Africa music programmer and also Egyptian, listened to the song earlier this week. Here he is introducing it via voice message. Hi, Usama.
Hi, Heather. This song is an Egyptian maharganat genre, which is a mix of the popular shabi and electronic dance music. The song title is Shams al-Magarra, meaning the sun of the galaxy. Three artists are performing the song. They are Omar Kamal, Hamu Bika, and Hassan Shakoush. It's about a man who loved a woman dearly, and he considered her as the sun of the galaxy. Then she walked out on him and broke his heart and made him lose trust in everyone in the universe. Up until he found another sun of the galaxy. Enjoy.
اللي عنده جرح تشبهني تفضل جنبي طول عمر الفرحة بتكرهني وتبقى ذنبي لو بتدور على الإخلاص عمرك هيفوتك واللي تقول ده اعز الناس نسوا يشوف موتك ولا هل عليهم يقولي اصحاب ضيوف ما بقتش اشوف حد يساعدني عشاني وسعت مال على الشمال مش عاوز اعرفكوا تاني اللي كنت عليها بحكي لكوا كانت نور عينيا دلوقتي جاي اشهدكوا على اللي حصل فيا قلبي صفالها وحب جمالها وارتحت معاها فجاه لقيتها تشقلب حالها يا قلبي انساها
Hamovika featuring Omar Kamal, Hassan Shakoush with Shams El Magara. Hey everybody, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and for a little short, refreshing alternative sound, this is Rashan Ahmad featuring Tie with a song called Sea.
Yeah.
Rashan Ahmad with C, a track off his 2019 album, The Sun.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hi everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. I've got three more current tunes for you: Ugandan Dancehall, French Afrobeats, and Khmer Afropop, and then Song of the Week out of Kenya with Kwame, Virtual Kwame. So keep it locked right here on Music Time in Africa. All right, now we're going to move to a nice, chill dance vibe with Eddie Kenzo. Let's dance, he sings. Let's dance, Twe Agale.
Zene sitene mazamu, dunia tene mazamu, tenkoze sabintu bichamu, segu ya mwana adamu, kubaba muli bachamu, muli bachamu. Mzidi woku vele nice, waya gala kopotuni tinku waka chance. Wanudu linguli na chai, owa matanga kuliko na majani. Waliwe banchu nyamu bije bizibu, nga waga langweve mumirima. Basi right now, utopende, wama tubale, wama, wama tubale. Twe agale, wama tubale, wama, wama tubale. Twe agale, wama tubale, wama, wama tubale. Twe agale, kubakati ye fabaliko, ye fevali yu ye fesi. Wami dule, mi dule, sidu. Sigi no chuse, zikubi munju. Ifi anari dona, itamanju. Bali tubali kema demu juju. Fetulie mbona, soga na suju. Tukube vasi, nga zili mubile. Fata mwana mola, boy, tuvimbe.
So what happens when Nigerian Afrobeats goes French? Well, Daju Juna Nsungula, better known by the mononym Daju. He is a French singer of Congolese descent, and he paired up with Nigeria's international mega superstar Burna Boy for this single. It's called Donne-moi l'accord, or Give Me the Okay.
Tu peux lire sur mes lèvres. Je ne veux pas discuter. Ma tête est remplie de mauvaises idées. Ce que je veux, c'est foncer sans hésiter. Et si on prenait le risque d'y aller sans regretter, ça sera notre petit secret. Toujours la conscience, but not to dare. Alors donne-moi l'accord, d'accord, accord. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout est good, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort. Donne-moi l'accord, d'accord, accord. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout est good, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort.
Oh, oh. Tell her to do many things for your love. Check, you know, say, money me, pa-pa-pa. Looking for me, oh, calling my commander. President, shall call me, governor. C'est demain qu'on dort. Donne-moi l'accord, du corps à corps. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout est good, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort. Oh,
had to be the best us. Make it be the best, nothing less of us. Baby, if I come to me, rush, rush, rush. Make I love you long, 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 long.
Je crois qu'elle me jette, elle me jette, t'en sort. Elle est dans ma tête sort. Je crois qu'elle me jette, elle me jette, un sourd. De ma tête faut sortir.
Give me the best, give me the best, nothing less of us. Can you not say I give you good, good love? Baby, you should come just the way you are.
That was Donne-moi l'accord by Daju and featuring Burna Boy. This is Heather Maxwell. And now for that Cameroon Afro pop I mentioned earlier, this is Kameni with her smash hit, Nayo Nayo. It's only her second release so far, and she's young in the music industry, but I think she's just great. I think you'll think so too. Here's Nayo Nayo. Man no go die because family.
Go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. On doit pas mourir à cause de la famille. Life is not easy. Ne soyez pas paresse. Il faut que tu te bats. Ton boulot va payer. Life is not easy. Pas paresse. Il faut que tu te bats. Ton boulot va make you know say life is no easy. La vie est dure comme le caillou. Make you just the prayer for it. Me and no say t'as besoin de choses. You need to some more money to the shine shine. Everything they give you make you appreciate them. Oh 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 oh. Je dois prendre soin de moi. Je dois aussi prendre soin de moi. Laissez-moi prendre soin de moi. Ma famille est là mais je suis aussi là. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. On doit pas mourir à cause de la famille. Life is not easy. Ne soyez pas paresse. Il faut que tu te bats. Ton boulot va payer. You get to wake up, you know you have to do something.
something. To keep the family up and popping. Togetherness is a remedy. Écoutez la mon combo. Je suis là pour vous, mais je ne mourrai pas à cause de la famille. What a guan, moi je fais des mouniers. Oh, naïo, naïo. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. On doit pas mourir à cause de la famille. Life is not easy. Ne soyez pas paresse. Il faut que tu te bats. Ton moulot va payer. Life is not easy. Pas paresse. Il faut que tu te bats. Ton moulot va
Okay, that was Nayo Nayo by Cameroonian rising star Kameni. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and now we turn to Kenya and Kwame for...
And this is the song of the week.
Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Sante.
Today we've got a song of the week for you, and we are together, kind of.
True. I'm safe and sound in my house, trying to avoid contact social distancing because of coronavirus.
And the same with me, but it is great that we can do this thing with our computers. Anyway, the song of the week is Susanna by Sauti Sol from Kenya.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited for this song. So let's go right into it with Susanna.
Oh, Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you flexing on the ground with your sponsor. Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you change your skin color. And your hair is longer now. Now kuona bali ambo kando ya Champs-Élysées. Ukipesa na kamini yeye. None of my business. And I see you in London. Silicone on your palm. Shaking what your doctor gave ya. On your worst behavior, Susanna.
Okay, so Kwame, one of the first things that I really love about this song is the message. The message is basically saying, Susanna or Sanjay, I see that you are all around the world and, you know, you've got an older man sponsoring you, but you're changing your appearance. You know, you're fake. You've got silicone now. Your hair is long. You've changed your skin color. But if you just listen to this song, come back home. Someone loves you. I think that is a beautiful, touching message.
Na shepu kabarikiwa mwana mmehisia pesa ni majaliwa ila wengi walinyimwa hisia na pesa kabarikiwa na kuona Brazil hapo Rio de Janeiro ukiongeze wanywele senge nano mabizi ndege and I see you in China with the latest designer shaking what you got to give.
Another thing I love about the video, if you've watched it, if you haven't, go to YouTube, type Susanna and Sophie. So it's just the outfit, the period outfit they were wearing. I think it's from the 70s, and the performance, and it's just beautiful, very colorful, the singing, the dancing. It's just wonderful to watch.
I agree, Kwame. I keep watching the video over and over for that reason. And the colors aren't just bright colors. Like normally we see typically African colors are bright, vivid, but these are like pastel pinks, pastel blue, canary yellow. These are really 70s colors.
Yes, and definitely you can see they put in like a lot of work and thought into producing that video.
When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Tifa to kipendana, kirome ona Julia. I send a bane,
Senje. Hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello.
If you get to hear this song, somebody loves you.
Susanna by Salty Soul.
All right, Heather, this was definitely a great choice.
And that was
Song of the Week.
Any last words, Kwame? It's nice to have you back again. You know, the last couple weeks, I've been presenting Song of the Week without Kwame. And now finally, finally we're back together, kind of, virtually anyway.
Yes, it's definitely great to be back. Safety first. So if Heather and I are practicing social distancing and staying indoors, listeners, please stay home if you can. If you can't and you're an essential worker, practice social distancing, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer. Together we will beat this.
Thank you. And wear masks if you can.
It's music time in Africa.
Okay, now I am so excited to play you this short medley of traditional music. The recordings all come off of one original broadcast of Music Time in Africa in 1981, and I have condensed them here just so you can get a taste of this kind of old music without running off or changing the station. So stick with me, peeps. Stick with me. You're going to love this, I promise. First up, here is a group of Temne women playing percussion from the Bondu Society, which is a traditional secret society. Okay, that was Bondu drumming. Now, this is a Tswana flute orchestra that was recorded in the town of Ramutsa in Botswana. The flutes are actually an ensemble of 19 copper pipes. The musicians walk around in a circle and they move sideways and just use this simple stamping step. Okay, so that was Tswana flute. And now the third and final sample is tum music from the Gambela regions in the extreme western part of Ethiopia. Tum is a form of the mbira or the likembe or what everybody knows as thumb piano from other parts of sub-Saharan Africa. But here, the metal keys were made from umbrella spokes. So that wraps up my mini medley of traditional vintage music from the Music Time in Africa archives.
Hello, everybody. Ni Julia Ne, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
Mayra Andrade is a modern Cape Verdean singer who interprets traditional Morna music with amazing skill and beauty. She's truly the torchbearer of the late legend Cesaria Evora. This song, called Tang Kalakatan, which comes off her 2019 album, Manga, is a true work of art. Kalakatan is the sound that a pot makes when it's empty, but you're still trying to scoop food out of it. In Portuguese, she sings this lyric in the song. You went away. You went to nothing. You ignored me. You shunned me. When I got home, I knock, 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 knock. Con, 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 con. I found nothing. Just some tea and incense. A portrait and a cat. The pot was Tang Kalakatan. Come, just come, don't go now. The wrongs I've done, I'll mend them all. The ugly will be beautiful, as we were. It'll be okay. Was Mayra Andrade. Hello, this is Heather, and now it's time to introduce our feature artist today, Makadem. VOA reporter Jason Patinkin spoke with the Ohangla musician by phone earlier this week, where he's stranded in Denmark due to COVID-19. He shares his experience with Jason on the phone, but before we get to that, let's listen to one of Makadem's most recent singles, Mogidi Kona Kona.
Nyatima ja luo poreka eluongo rabono ni waru. Tonyoyo kirikito luo ni kideri. Soko pokuye. Dai, dai, dai.
Anya kwara de muano kano maranda. Wahero werne pinya hero werno ganda. Tukindo kaja tero kaja juok alanga. Akelo bere pinya kelo ber edala. Anyola chikiti, anyola yauna pachi. Parapanda yu wak pinyoru.
Kona, kona.
right. That was the beautiful sound of Ohangla music from Kenya by Makadem. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and now we turn to our feature story with this artist. Similar to a story that I did a few weeks ago about Malian Ngoni player Basse Kukuyate, who was stranded in Europe while on tour, Makadem is also stranded in Denmark. Does anyone remember him? I met Makadem in Nairobi back in 2016, and I featured him on MTIA before. Some of you might remember his Nyatiti playing. That's that traditional instrument from Kenya and Ethiopia. Anyway, my interview is on my YouTube channel, my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel. So you can get on there and check it out later if you want to see Makadem. But honestly, I haven't been in touch with him lately. Didn't know about his European tour, but one of my colleagues, Jason Patinkin, who's based here in Washington with me, did know about it. And he called Makadem. He got him to say hi to us.
However, this is Makadem. He's in Nyatiti Nest in Copenhagen. I call myself a coronavirus refugee. Give a shout out to Music Times on VOA.
And more importantly, Jason got this story. Apparently, in February, Makadem was on a European tour in northern Italy performing with the band Uhuru Republic when the coronavirus outbreak first hit the area. Luckily, they managed to get out the day that northern Italy went on lockdown. That was February 23rd. Since then, Italy's had the world's deadliest outbreak with over 18,000 killed. But thankfully, the rest of Uhuru Republic is safe and healthy. Meanwhile, Makadem remains in Copenhagen, Denmark. His flight home to Kenya was canceled. And the rest of his European tour, which had scheduled stops in Germany, Sweden, Latvia, and Belgium, has also been canceled. But Makadem is still trying to keep playing, including a virtual show last week in Copenhagen that was part of an online Danish performance series called the Corona Concerts. Here's Jason's conversation with Makadem about being what he calls a coronavirus refugee in Denmark and what it's like also to perform for an audience that he can't see. Jason begins by asking him what's it currently like in Denmark.
Denmark is under partial lockdown. There is no performances. The streets are quiet, although this week I've seen more people coming into the street. Last week it was really quiet, but the essential places are all open. As opposed to Italy or maybe other places, you can actually go out. You can visit your friend. The buses are running, the trains are running, you can travel. Some pubs allow up to 10 people.
And how has this affected your finances?
Very bad. I was totally relying on my performances here, but it's okay. When I got this news about the virtual performance, I quickly asked for it, and they were also happy because they play a very unique instrument, the Nyatiti. East African music is not really known in Europe. They were quick to like, yeah, we want that one. If more and more come, I might be able to make some money and live off my performances.
What was that like performing virtually, performing on Facebook, on Instagram? There were people around the world listening live, but of course you were alone in the room.
No, I'm lucky and I'm... Remember, I'm quite experienced. In 2012, I did a residency in Paris, and one of the guys was my mentor. He told me one thing. Now, he said, you need to learn to imagine an audience. So I began practicing whenever I'm rehearsing to imagine an audience. And it works. You become an actor. You know, basically, a good performer is not just a good singer. He's an actor of the text. Now, in my case, because the song I do, then I imagine at the end, then I talk. Actually, if you watch it, you realize that I used to talk after every song. I would explain the song. I was actually in my own world. It was so easy that even the organizer who was behind the camera, he told me that, you know, I've not seen somebody do what you do here.
Let's talk about some of the things you were saying. You were giving some public health messages about washing your hands. And one thing you said also is that we need to love one another. And one way of loving one another is by washing our hands and keeping that social distancing. Can you explain that?
Yeah, because you can't love people and you put them in trouble. If I love people, I keep my hands clean. So, for example, in Denmark, in Copenhagen, when you enter a store, there are always sanitizers outside, which means before you touch the door, before you touch the goods, you sanitize your hands. But you know, they're not asking you to do it. So if you love people, you do it.
And let's talk about some of the songs that you were performing. I noticed some of those are from your latest record, which was released by Dagoretti Records. How did you choose the songs you were playing?
I chose what I thought would work well with a solo acoustic for a live audience that is watching elsewhere. In terms of like Obongo Bless Me, those are songs that definitely people want to hear, especially people who are believers in God, the Christians, like in Africa, mostly of Christians and Muslims. Don't love that. Call Me, one of the first songs. I mean, you're talking to a lover where you're far away. It's like a letter.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
Is there going to be more music, more new music from Makadem coming soon?
There's a lot. Like right now, apart from what I did with Dagoretti Records, there's a duo of German DJs running by a beat called African 808. And we were supposed to record in March, but COVID-19 prevented us. I recorded in Sweden last year. I recorded in Kenya. But this year, just 2 weeks ago, I did a very nice club Nyatiti song. What I've been doing is to try and get a label that can release it, because it's purely an electronic clubhouse jam, and it's a very good jam. I just want to look for a label for it, but not launch it right now because it's not the right time.
In addition to looking forward to the end of COVID-19 and this disease being defeated, we will also be looking forward to all your new music.
Yeah, why not?
All right, that concludes our feature story about COVID-19 and African music for this week. I'm Heather Maxwell, and hey, we have time for one more song. This is Flowers of the World by Blessing Bled Chimanga from Zimbabwe. right. And with that beautiful tune by Blessing Chimanga, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, a big thank you to Jason Patinkin and to Maka Dem for their interview about the coronavirus refugee in Denmark. To all of you, please take care of yourselves. And if the coronavirus comes to your area, please take it seriously and protect yourselves. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, on my Facebook page or group, on Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos. And also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage tunes, go to Music Time in Africa, our vintage Music Time in Africa radio shows. Go to VOANews.com/MTIA-archive. On our FM stations, we are live Saturdays and Sundays at 1505 and 20500 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio, Friday at 0905 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 Universal Time. You can always find us online, too, at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.
This is VOA News.